From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Following a bomb threat phoned into an Anchorage Jewish community center, the FBI says it's investigating similar threats across the country. The FBI's Alaska Regional Office says the agency is investigating possible civil rights violations in connection with threats on the centers. The Lubavitch Jewish Center in Alaska is among those targeted Monday. Anchorage Center evacuated about 40 children after it received a phone call from a recorded male voice, which announced that there was a bomb in the building and that people had 20 minutes to clear out. Rabbi Yosef Greenberg says authorities found no explosives anywhere on the premises. Jewish centers and day schools in at least 17 states received threats Monday. Street improvements to South Franklin Street in downtown Juneau got underway Monday morning, though wintry weather has led the city to temporarily suspend work. The city's project manager, Lori Sawa, said planners knew weather would be a factor.
February is definitely not the ideal time to be doing construction, but with this project, we're trying to get finished before the summer season hits in full force, and so we might be doing a bit of start and stop through these last weeks of winter and into spring.
Crews are working on the first phase of improvements to sidewalks, lighting, and the pavement from Manila Square to Ferry Way, and then Ferry Way to Front Street. Bus service is suspended along South Franklin as the road will be closed to cars while the work is being completed. The $1.2 million phase of the project is being funded through marine passenger vessel fees, sales tax, and water utility funds. Target date for completion is June 1st. The FCC's Media Bureau has granted a petition by a pair of Australian citizens to control 100% of four radio stations in Alaska and Texas. Broadcasting and Cable Magazine reports that this is the first time it has allowed 100% foreign ownership of the parent of broadcast licensees, at least outside of one-off waivers. The FCC allowed News Corp, also Australian, to buy its Fox TV stations in the 1990s. The FCC's Media Bureau issued the declaratory ruling February 23rd, allowing the ownership change, and said the petition had been unopposed and had consulted with the relevant agencies on law enforcement, national security, foreign policy, and trade issues, and none of those agencies raised objections or said conditions should be put on the deal. The stations at issue are KINY Juneau and KGTW Ketchikan in Alaska, and two stations in Texarkana, Texas. The stations are owned by Frontier Media, an Alaska-based company controlled by Australian citizens Richard and Sharon Burns. They each own 10% of the ownership interests in the stations and want 100%. The FCC pointed out both of the Burnses have lived and worked in the U.S. for more than a decade. They've managed the Alaska stations since 2006 and the Texarkana stations since 2013. Richard Burns told KIY not to expect any big changes as a result of the FCC decision. And finally, a winter storm warning is in effect from 3 a.m. Wednesday to midnight Wednesday night. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. I'm Jeremy Shea.